Hey everybody, Economic Ninja here. I hope you're doing well. I got my friend Dylan here, and he has just finished a project, something that is blowing my mind even after I created the Crypto Cycle Pro course. For anyone buying crypto or investing in crypto, what is about to be unveiled, and I'm gonna put a link down below to this, is an absolute game changer. A dashboard built to give you the proper timing based off of historical and current data of when to buy and sell crypto. Dylan, this is a game changer.
Yeah.
I mean, can you talk about what this is including? Because this is, you're showing me, you took the course that I created and you said, hey, I can do something even better.
Yeah.
And polish this, all this up, and put it into a dashboard that people could input data in on any coin out there in crypto. And what does it do for them?
So the whole thing is the way you make money in crypto and the way you lose money in crypto is when you buy, right?
Yeah.
And knowing where we're at in the market and where we're going and making educated guesses. Most people lose when it comes to crypto because they buy when we're at peaks during euphoria and they sell when we're at despair, yes. Which is generally the opposite, right? So not knowing what's coming next, what part of the cycle curve are we on? And this is stuff that you talk about in that cycles course.
Yeah.
But if you know where we're at and where we're going, then you have at least that structure so you know, hey, what kind of buy can I make? And then the next level that where people lose, they miss out on, is they underestimate the risk they're taking on. They don't adequately understand the risk from like a micro cap to a mid cap alt to a large cap alt to something like Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And that risk curve changes depending on what part of the cycle that we're in. And it also changes because people don't understand their own investment portfolio and their own investment strategy.
Yeah.
Right? They start trying to follow someone else's strategy.
Like when they follow mine,
yeah.
And they're a different type of investor with a different certain amount of capital. Can you just pull up the screen with the Fear and Greed Index? And I'm going to show it from a distance.
Yeah, let's see here.
Well, look, this is something that's going on right now. This is a massive dashboard that puts so much information together. We'll show it to you from a distance. But there's a Fear and Greed Index monitor on here. And what you need to understand, just that alone, that takes into account, I'm not going to say them out loud, but a bunch of different data sets of fear and greed. And it's important to understand that because there's different types of investors on different projects and or programs, internet sites out there that judge the Fear and Greed Index differently. So this takes into account that whole thing. But let's talk about the data sets because this is important. Like you've even included part of the Ninja 9 course where someone maybe they're about to make a trade and it's going to run through how much you're about to buy. Do you know this is a danger zone for you? Or yes, you've got clear skies. Like this is absolutely a mind-blowing change.
Because, and that's where people mess up and they make mistakes, right? You haven't adequately assessed, hey, what is my investment portfolio size? Not even including crypto, because that's where the Ninja 9 comes in.
Yes.
Right? So whatever it is, $1,000, $10,000, $100,000, million, whatever it is, knowing, okay, this is how much I have to invest. How much do I feel comfortable and confident investing in any one of these assets? That's what the Ninja 9 teaches.
Yeah, and you built something called the Impulse Check, which actually checks everybody before they make a purchase or a sell. Hey, is this in line with your goals and what's going on in the current cycle,
exactly.
The crypto cycle?
And your investment profile, right? And it also checks you because a big mistake people make is they're like, oh man, I got to buy right now. And they're overloaded with their crypto portfolio, right? Their allocations are off.
Yeah.
And they're overexposed in, you know, riskier things and underexposed into less stable things. Like right now, for example, you're mostly in cash, right?
Oh, yeah.
And it's good to have cash and understanding how much cash reserves you have.
Yep.
What happens is, let's say like you're supposed to have 30% in cash and your portfolio, you actually have 15% in cash.
Yeah.
And so you have less cash to buy things. And what people make the mistake of doing is they go and be like, okay, well, I want to buy something. So instead of reallocating their current portfolio, they do is they go and pull money out of their bank account that's outside of crypto.
Yeah.
Right? Because we talk about there's money in your crypto ecosystem, right? Sitting on exchanges, stable coins, or are allocated to some project or a DeFi protocol or whatever it is. And there's money outside of crypto.
Yeah, totally.
Right? And those are different types of money. And when you move money from outside of crypto into crypto, you're increasing the percentage of your total investment portfolio that is crypto.
Well, not only... So everything Dylan's saying is 100% right. And I'm super excited. I'm not joking. This is not acting. This would have been a game changer for me back in 2017, 2018, because a lot of us don't have other crypto investors to bounce ideas off of. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, it's hard to get all these data sets into one centralized location.
Yeah.
So this is what we're going to do, something we've never done before, because I want people to try this, because I think once you try, it's going to be a game changer for your investing way, and you're going to go from always buying at the wrong time and it going down, or you go to sell and it just keeps going up. This is going to change the thing. So rather than put this together, we're putting together like a mini course on this, how to use this. Because as easy as it is, there's going to be some really cool things that you can optimize. Yep. Dylan's going to run through that. It's going to be a course, but then it's a monthly subscription to be able to use this whenever, as long as you want. But what's really cool about it, because we'll put a link down below for a low price per month to use this. Because then if you try it and you don't like it, it's just the 1 month and you're like, oh, I'll just cancel it. But I have a feeling most of you will go, this is an absolute game changer. And just so you know, we're rolling out a handful of products behind that with some other really cool things that have other things of the Ninja 9, real estate and all these other things. But this is where we want to start, because this is a key pivotal point in the crypto cycle as we move from fall to winter. But it's going to have a real fun snapback, a bullwhip effect, based on government policies and intervention in the crypto market soon. So we want to make sure we get the right info in your hands. Is there anything else before we close this that you want to add?
No, I mean, I think you covered it. I mean, the key thing is this is just a tool, and the tool helps you make better decisions, more accurate decisions.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, you're responsible for all your own decisions. Yeah. And if you have tools available and you choose not to use them, right, you're probably making a big mistake. Yep. You need to develop your strategy more, because that separates the winners from the losers.
Yeah. Now, look, everyone, the link's down below. This is a special sale link as we roll this product out. The price will go up after that. Once you've locked in this price, that's your price forever, as long as you want to keep using this tool. All right? As long as we keep delivering for you, you're going to be able to make better decisions, and you're blessing our business as well. So thank you so much for that. Mm-hmm. With that being said, on behalf of Dylan, the Economic Ninja, we're out.